After a few years in the life coaching business and honing in on your niche, you realize that your old opt-in is just not working anymore. While it is still getting a lot of downloads, it is not attracting the right people. Hello, friends. If we haven't met before, my name is Michelle, and welcome to the Content Systems for Growth podcast. Your old opt-in is just not working. You see, you have a dwindling numbers of subscribers that are actually converting into your paid offers, and it is screaming this at you. I know, disappointing, right? But despite all the efforts that you put into your business, that essential tool for growing your email list, the lead magnet, your opt-in, your freebie, whatever you want to call it, it's been falling a little bit short. Actually, quite a bit short now that you're thinking about it. And it's leading to those lower than desired conversion rates. And friend, we've all been there before. As we grow and expand as business owners, we tend to put off creating that new, more aligned opt-in or new, more aligned marketing that really would move your business forward. Because honestly, the whole process just feels daunting to you. You're not even sure where you would start with it. The first place that I would have you start is with planning and brainstorming your opt-in. However, I'm just going to go ahead and give you the whole process. How is that? What happens when the problem you solve changes? As a business owner grows, it's natural for you to begin to focus on just one specific problem. You know, really hone in because that is what interests you. But when that happens, it does require us to do the updating of several pieces of our marketing. And if your current opt-in is not producing the same conversion rates that you had in the past, that's a clear sign that something needs to change. Likely your free offer is grown your email list. However, it's really not in alignment with your paid offer. Or perhaps you know that you want to pivot into a different direction with your coaching or with your services, and you know that this is one of the pieces that's going to have to change as well in order for you to do that so you can continue to grow and expand in your business. This is a common sign when your conversion rates start to drop off that your opt-in content really is irrelevant to your current paid offerings. Excuse me. Currently, I can't talk today. So you need to make some changes. Well, what are those changes that you need to make? Well, first, we need to focus in on the solutions. So to fix the bigger problem, the planning and the brainstorming your opt-in is really crucial. Oh my goodness, like I said, I'm struggling today. The longer you put it off, the bigger the effect it will have on your business. So don't do that. That's a stressful problem to have when you are not getting in those leads into your business. Despite being overwhelming, it really is necessary to come up with a strategy that's really going to engage and convert the audience that you want to bring into your business. I'm guessing you already have a really good understanding of the problem that your audience is trying to solve. What is their pain point that they're looking for? Now, it's time to plan out your opt-in that leads your ideal client or your audience then to your paid offer and makes it irresistible. Step one in this process is to begin with the end in mind. So what I mean by this is most people don't realize is that it's the simplest way to plan is to start with the end in mind. What is the paid offer that your updated opt-in and email series will be leading them to? Your opt-in should solve one quick fix problem. Then your email sequence then takes them down the path of getting to know you, understanding what it's like to work with you, and for you to keep continuing to help solve that one specific problem. And then as a result, we begin at the end, which is the paid offer, that thing that you want them to do at the very end of your email sequence. Remember, the free offer you create needs to be easy to do and give them a quick fix to the problem that they're actively trying to solve. Remember, it's only one problem that you're trying to solve, because each email in your sequence will bring them one step closer to saying yes to your paid offer. Step two is lead generation with that conversion in mind. So at this point, you have a very clear picture of the problem that you're solving. As I said at the beginning, you're transforming from probably being either a general life coach or a general virtual assistant into more of a niche market, whatever you want to call it. This has come from working with a broad range of clients in the past. You've already done that work. And along the way, you've discovered what you love to do most, and you've discovered what people really gravitate to you already for. But now is the time to write out an exhausted list of ideas that you can create from your opt-in. I want to mention this because it has been an aha moment for more than one client. What free content have you already created? Here's the thing. You can repurpose that content that already has a proven record of driving engagement and interest. This content can become your new opt-in. I know, right? Huge time saver. It's funny how this content can be overlooked. Are you one who likes to go live inside your Facebook group? Do you like to go live on Instagram? I sure hope you have all those videos saved. And if not, start saving them. Put them together either in a video or an audio email series. You see, your new opt-in doesn't have to be a PDF. It doesn't have to be brand new. All you need to do is educate and help solve their problem. Have you ever done a live challenge with your audience, like in your Facebook group or on social media? This too can be turned into the opt-in for your email list. I sure hope that this has your wheels turning on what you can look for that you've already created that now can become your new opt-in. Step three. This is deciding on your email opt-in and creating your outline. We're going to map out the email journey that leads your subscriber to your paid offer. You're not for everyone. I know it's such a hard pill to swallow sometimes. And it's the job of your email series to help them decide if you're the right one. I understand that this is easy to say, but it does take longer to do. You have a list of all of your ideas. You were brainstorming before. What are those ideas? Which one is right for you? Which one of those ideas is most in line with your paid offer? And which one of those do you feel the most excited about creating? Be mindful of the copy you use in your emails. You want it to generate a true connection with your ideal client. It's not about selling, it's about connecting to the right person. I always think the right person will find you. For me personally, the people I choose to work with will get me. They are the ones who speak my language. You see, this is why every marketer talks about interviewing your ideal clients or your audience when you're just getting started. Step three is planning and brainstorming your opt-in is about outlining and gathering. It is the time where you make all those hard decisions. So they are behind you. Yet you want all the content to be focused on delivering quality and easy action steps. Think about the one thing they can do to get a quick win. Here's a quick checklist of the things that you need to decide on and create during this outlining period. You need your sales page. So take a look at the current sales page for your paid offer. Is everything still good on? Will it be fine? Your email automation sequence. Yes, this one is a big one. It's gonna take some time. It's not just a, I'm going to check this off in 5 minutes thing. So your email automation sequence, how many emails, Don't forget, you may want to also have one in there that's exclusive for testimonials. And of course, don't forget the one at the end when you ask them to work with you with your paid offer. You need to have a landing page. What is the copy that you're going to put on the landing page? Remember, this is a free offer, so you're keeping that simple. The sign up thank you page, you're going to want to outline that too. And of course, your freebie. You need to outline the freebie. Again, the things that you need to outline. The sales page, this is optional because it may be fine just the way it is. Outline your email automation. So this is how many emails you're going to do, when you're going to be sending them, like the frequency, like probably every couple of days, and what you're going to include in each one of those emails. Like, what's the key message in those emails? You want to go ahead and outline that. You want to outline the copy for your landing page. Remember, keep it simple. Above the fold is the best. What are you going to say on your thank you page after they sign up? And don't forget about outlining your freebie. Step 4 is creating the content. Now we're in to the actual creating of the content, creating of all the content. So all of your decisions have been made. You have your outline, so you know exactly what you're going to be creating. Now it's actually time to develop your new freebie. Friends, I want you to keep in mind, based on how much time you have, this could be your project for your quarter. If it's a lot, to keep it to that full 3 months. There's no reason to put so much pressure on yourself to get something done yesterday. Back to creating your content. If you've decided to create a workbook, it doesn't have to be long. If you've downloaded my quarterly planning guide, you know I didn't follow this rule because it's like 50 pages, I think. But if you're creating a workbook, it doesn't have to be long. Up to five pages will do. It doesn't even have to be 5 pages. It can be a one-page checklist. Whatever works. During step 4, which is the creation phase, this is when you're actually going to create it all. And what I mean by create it all, this is like when you're writing all of your copy, like all your long copy will be written at this time. You're going to find your images, although you've already made a decision on what type of images you want to have on there. And all you have to do is follow your outlines that you've already created in step 3. Step 5 is set up the automations. For some of you that are not techie, this could be the hardest part in the whole process. But before you set up the automation, you need to make sure you have all your legwork done. So all of those things that I talked about with outlining and creating, all of that needs to be done before you even get into the actual setup of the automation. That way, it does not feel overwhelming. You do not want to be writing your emails while you're setting up your automation. And the reason for that is that would be way too much task switching. And without a doubt, when you do task switching, doing tasks that are not anything alike, it makes you feel exhausted and overwhelmed. Do you have your whole plan? It's already laid out for you. Now you just need to plug that into the automation. And you need to configure your email marketing platform for that automatic delivery to initiate that follow-up sequence that happens, that nurtures your subscribers then towards the desired action, which is to opt in to your paid service. Step 6. Now, this is actually launching and promoting your freebie. Announce your new freebie. You start putting it out there. You add it to your website. You're doing all the things to leverage your existing list. You're sending that information out there. Like I said, your social media channels, creating reels. Like, what's all the different things that you can go out and start promoting to attract those different signups to your new freebie? Step 7 is to track and analyze your metrics. Don't skip step 7. The reason being is that this is when you know what you need to tweak and change so you can identify those key metrics and track the performance of your new opt-in over time. When you review metrics, you're able to refine your strategy based on that data and feedback. It gives you a really good look into how it's performing. I'm guessing you've already done this because the reason you're looking to change your opt-in is because it's not converting, right? So you have to have some idea of your numbers. Well, at least I'm just assuming you do. Those are the 7 different steps for planning and brainstorming your new opt-in. I hope that this has given you a really good step-by-step approach. I get that it doesn't include every single step in it and they're just big buckets of steps, but it pretty much has every single step that you would need to create an opt-in that can help boost those conversion rates that you're having if they're kind of in the toilet right now. By focusing on what your audience needs and leveraging those effective strategies and guiding your subscribers towards your ultimate goal with a carefully planned email series, you're setting the stage for the freebie that's going to connect deeply with your ideal audience. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.